What's up, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the RFC LA Fan Pod, brought to you by the Bonus Point Podcast. My name is TJ Olsen, and I'm very excited today because this is such a monumentous occasion. Not only is professional rugby back in LA this weekend, not only will the first game following an HSBC 7-stop be a Dignity Health for the LA team, but we now get this opportunity to create a new segment for our passionate rugby fans here in Los Angeles. This is obviously the second time we've had a pro rugby team in the MLR, and it wouldn't have happened if the RFC LA owners and Major League Rugby Commissioner weren't confident in our fans supporting this new organization. So a big thank you to the fans here in LA for staying strong during the hiatus, keeping the passion for the rugby alive and motivating us here at the Bonus Point to bring more local content to the LA fans. But with that being said, I'm not alone today. I'm very fortunate to be joined by one of the players of the RFC LA roster. He's a young man I've been following very closely because he started his professional rugby career over in Brisbane, Australia, a place that I know very well, playing almost 50 games for the Queensland Reds. And now he's in the City of Angels as a member of the RFC LA team. So please welcome our first guest of the Rugby Fan Pod, Dane Zander. How you doing, Dane?
Yeah, great, mate. Thanks for having me on. Keen to have a chat.
Of course. I can't wait to get stuck into this. And obviously, we've got a lot to get into today. I'd love to get your insight into preseason, the feeling of you being a member of a brand new team here in LA, the transition from Australia to LA, as well as a few questions that our fans have been lucky enough to send us in and we can talk about today. But let's chat a little bit about your career and the move to LA, because I want people to get a better understanding of your background, where you come from, and we can just get straight stuck in and chat about LA afterwards. So you've come out of one of the best rugby schools in Australia, obviously, St. Joseph's College, Nudgee College. It always brings me mixed feelings because I'm a Brisbane State High boy. I know the State High rivalry was always an epic clash when I was at school, but no one can ever argue that Nudgee College isn't always a force to be reckoned with. So what was your experience like at Nudgee College growing up, going there, playing rugby there? What was it like?
Yeah, mate, absolutely loved it. Started Nudgee there in grade. I went there in grade five. Started school there and just loved the college. Started playing rugby straight away. Got some very good mates that I've made through my time there, and just absolutely loved it so far.
Well, you know, Nudgee College produced some quality rugby players like yourself, and just to name a few, you've got, man, James O'Connor, Sean McMahon, Dom Shipley, Josh Fluke recently. Like, the list goes on and on. Was that ever any motivation for you when you were stepping into a school like Nudgee?
Yeah, mate, always wanted to try and achieve the most I could. And the guys that had came before me, like you said, James O'Connor, Sean McMahon, they're like some of my idols when I was growing up. So, yeah, it was always good to see what those guys did before me. And it was always, great to try and achieve what they have.
That's awesome. Well, your progression to pro rugby, it all happened in your backyard in Brizzy. So you went to high school in Brizzy. You signed to play with Brisbane City in the NRC competition before it folded in COVID in 2019. And then you got called into the Queensland Reds squad in 2020, whereas a lot of other fellas, they have to go out of state or they have to go overseas to get their first shot at playing pro footy. Like, we know plenty of people that are from Brisbane. They didn't get the progression that you did. So did it make it even more special signing your first pro rugby contract with a team based in Brisbane when you were from Brisbane?
Yeah, mate, it was unbelievable. It was so good. Being able to play for the Reds, my home state, my home city, and just a lot of my good mates, we'd always used to go watch the Reds play and always wanted to play for that team and wear that jersey. And it was awesome, that opportunity I got to have when I got to run out for my first game in 2020.
That's awesome. Well, let's talk about your new adventure. Obviously, you're with RFC LA now, and it's a big decision to come and swap out Suncorp Stadium and playing Super Rugby with Dignity Health Stadium, where the LA Galaxy have played, and Major League Rugby. So what enticed you to come over and play rugby in America and specifically in LA?
Yeah, mate, I had a few mates that have played for the old Giltinis team, JP Smith and them, pretty close to me. And they were telling me how good the rugby's growing over here and how good the comps are moving forward in the right direction. And just like being able to come over here and sort of help younger players, shows them some of my experience. And obviously living in LA, it's a beautiful city. and yeah, just the Sunshine State, which would sort of brought me to come here and even just improve my rugby. We got some unbelievable coaching staff here, Steve Brett, Neil Tanner. So yeah, it wasn't that hard of a move for me to come over here.
What's your favorite thing about LA so far?
Probably living right next to the beach, mate, to be honest. going down there in the afternoon for a swim is pretty good, eh? Yeah, love living just right on the beach, really.
All right. Well, you've gotten through preseason games. You've had training camp. What have been some things that you've been noticing that are different or unique coming from an environment like the Queensland Reds to LA?
Yeah, well, something different I'd say is that the boys have come from sort of all around the world. You know, we got some South African boys, England boys, guys from New Zealand. Sort of back at the Reds, I only really played with guys from Australia and maybe a few Fijian boys. But here there's boys that have come from everywhere, even the American guys, Canadian guys. So it's a really good sort of multicultural team that we have. And everyone comes from different backgrounds and has different experiences, which is great. And it's been awesome.
That's good stuff. Well, being in LA, it comes with some big expectations, as LA fans are arguably some of the most passionate sports fans of the world. Yeah. I think if you go to a Dodgers game or you go to some Lakers games, you'll definitely cop some flack if you start cheering for a different team when you're in LA. But yeah. Those expectations is being a winning team and winning a championship. Obviously, the previous LA team here in MLR showed that it was possible in 1 year. You have some experience as well, being part of a winning culture with the Queensland Reds. You guys were runners-up in 2020, yeah, and eventually winning the Super Rugby AU title in 2021. So does that bring added pressure in such a sports-hungry town, or does that light the fire even more?
I think, to be honest, it lights the fire even more. Everyone's come here to want to achieve that top goal, winning it, right? And I think through the preseason we've had and the way that we've been training is that we can achieve that, like, after our first trial, we had a very good run against Utah, which is a very solid team. And I think we're striving to really chase that top goal of winning the comp. And I think we can definitely do it this year.
Nice, nice. That's good stuff. Any players you're excited to play against in the MLR? You stated there's a lot of different people from all around the world. Obviously, you get that in Super Rugby as well. You get different walks of life, different people in stages of their career. But any players you're excited to front up against and have a crack?
To be honest, man, I'm really keen to verse some of the American players. I've versed a lot of guys around the world, and I haven't really versed any guys that are from America. And I'm really excited to see how they go about their rugby and how they play and what sort of style they play and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm really keen to play some of the American boys.
That's good stuff. Yeah, you'll get some plenty of good athletes. I think if you look at Perry Baker and Carlin Isles, when you look at the sevens, just alone, like some of the best athletes in the world, it'll be good stuff to have a crack against them. But to add excitement to your first game at Dignity Health, as well as it being the first regular season game as an organization, as a team, you're basically the doubleheader for the HSBC 7 stop here in LA. So that means you've got a packed house with plenty of fans from all over the world. You've got a lot of international sevens teams in attendance as well, who will probably stick around and watch you guys play. Some interesting costume choices, as you've probably seen with some of the seven stops. So has there ever been that mentioned in the lead up to the game to motivate the boys, or are you guys just laser focused at training, ready just to take on the Dallas Jackals?
Yeah, we're pretty laser focused at training just to really take on Dallas this weekend. It's great that we get to join in with the sevens crew, and we can't wait to put on a performance for all those fans that come out to watch the sevens. Hopefully stick around and watch our game after. We're really excited to put on a great performance and hopefully get everyone coming back the week after.
That's a good hit out. Well, last question before I jump into the fan questions. Who's your favorite teammate that you've been getting to know throughout this? Obviously, there's plenty of new faces, new bodies that you get to talk to, but who's someone that you've really been enjoying getting to know in the team?
I think Niall Saunders, the halfback from England. I've been really sitting get along with him. He was sort of one of the first guys I met here, and we seem to be getting on like a house on fire lately. So yeah, he's been great.
Nice, that's good stuff. Well, like we spoke about at the start of the episode, we've got a lot of passionate rugby fans here in LA, and they wanted to send in a few questions once they heard you were coming on the show today. So this first question, it comes from Lizzie Hermosillo. She's a prop also as well at the Santa Monica Women's Rugby Club. And her first question is, what is your post-game recovery routine? What do you like to do after a game?
If we have a win, I'd like to maybe have one or two beers with the boys in the sheds. But after that, yeah, it's straight into usually have some food after the game, then into the ice baths, and then, yeah, get home and have a good night's sleep. Then the next day into a review, really.
Nice. So, yeah, pretty straightforward and pretty quick and easy. Just get the rest in and then straight back at it again, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Love it. Okay. Well, this next question, it comes from Ben Aranda. He asks, with the Sevens happening before your game, is there anyone you're excited to see to play in the Sevens or get to meet while you're there?
Yeah, I'm actually pretty keen to see Michael Hooper play for the – I think he's meant to be debuting for the Australian men's Sevens team. Obviously played against him at 15s, but really keen to see how he goes at the Sevens level, which would be great. I reckon he'll be able to kill it.
Mate, he's fit. I've seen videos of him doing, what, Coogee stairs and other things like that. Like, he's fit. I can't wait to see him in a Sevens environment. If it was me, I can't wait to see him. And also, I'd probably be busting through security to go meet DuPont now that he's playing Sevens for the French. But I barely speak a lick of French, even though I spent 3 weeks there and with the World Cup, and I'd probably just get there and have no idea what to say. It'd be all Google Translate trying to talk to him the whole time. But yeah, that'd be awful. Oh, mate, my French was horrendous. I had to use my girlfriend the whole time, but I digress. the next question, it comes from Clary Hernandez. She asks a question about young rugby players. So obviously you've come up through the ranks. You've had to deal with a lot of pressure in your career. What's your advice for young players to deal with the pressures of rugby?
What I always got told as a kid from my dad and all my sort of guys, my older cousins and stuff, is just enjoy the game when you're young. Just love having fun with your friends and enjoying the game, and then always just looking to maybe improve on some stuff. Ask your coaches, what can I get better at? But the main thing I would always stress to a young person is just enjoy the footy while you're young. It's some of the most fun times you'll have playing the game is when you're young. That'd be my advice for that.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. I think a lot of kids, they do love to put pressure on themselves. They want to make that rep team. They want to look good in front of their coaches or in front of their parents. But I think once you take that part out and you just start enjoying what you're doing and just trying to grow and really have fun, I think that really makes the next step. It kind of just comes naturally because you love what you do.
100%. And I think also, just it'll take a lot of the pressure off when you're enjoying it a lot more. If you're overthinking stuff and over trying to achieve and all that, you just put a lot more pressure on yourself. Where I think if you just strip it back and enjoy it, it'll be a lot more fun, and you'll probably see your results go better.
Yeah, 100% agree. Okay, awesome. Well, this next question, it comes from William Stillwell. He's talking specifically about RFC LA as an organization. He'd love to know that when you think about the comparison from the Reds to here in LA, the training facilities, the professionalism, the organizational practices, how do you compare the two?
Yeah, mate, to be honest, RFC LA, they're doing a great job at the moment. I know we were a bit rushed at the start of the season trying to get everything in line, but to be honest, mate, the facilities and stuff is sort of next to none here. Like, I can't really split the difference. It's been great. Even the coaching staff and the commercial team we have here is sort of no different to what we were getting at Super Rugby. So they're doing an absolutely great job here. And, yeah, I can't really split too much of the difference. It's sort of similar, to be honest.
Yeah, I think if there's one thing you can guarantee the Americans can do well is they can put on a show and they can run a sports league pretty well. I think it's although MLR has had its faults in the past, I think they're growing rugby the best way they can. And I think like you said, the facilities, you've gone from the previous regime playing out of the famous stadium like the Coliseum and now going into Dignity Health, which is its own beast in its stadiums. I think you got some pretty good opportunities to play on some awesome parks this year.
Yeah, no, of course. It's going to be great.
That's good. All right, we've got two more questions. So this one comes from Brandon Tobin. When you compare the contracts that sports like American football get versus rugby over here, how would you entice young men to choose rugby over other sports when you're thinking about American athletes?
The thing what I would say to a young is just maybe like rugby's a worldwide game. Like you can travel all over the world playing the game, where I think American football, it's the money's great. I won't fault that, but I think if you want to travel the world and meet some incredible mates, and it's, I think rugby union can take you a long way in life, sort of down that way. But at the end of the day, if you're getting some decent money from American football, it's hard to turn down, I guess.
No, I 100% agree. I think from a geographical standpoint, when you're comparing sports like the NFL, once you, I guess, miss your shot, or you kind of get cut from a team or something like that, you're very limited on places you can go to play professionally outside of the US, or even just put yourself back on the map. Like, I'll be honest, I'm not following club American football like crazy around here, but I don't see local clubs that you can go and have a game and then you can put yourself on the map. Whereas with rugby, it's not easier to get a pro contract. Like, obviously, it's very in demand by a lot of people all over the world. But like you said, you've got hundreds of countries you can go to play rugby. Just to name the big ones: US, Japan, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, all those ones. And I think the culture aspect plays in it as well. Like I said, and like you said, it's rugby is the best sport to play, because once you finish the game, you have a bunch of mates off the field, and it's just an awesome time. And I think the third one is just science behind how much safer it is than American football. I think when you look at that, we spend, I think you know this growing up as a young fella, you spend half your time learning how to go into contact correctly, how to tackle, like all that stuff. I think if that doesn't sway you, like you said, like the money getting paid millions of dollars with the NFL, it's obviously a big draw. But I think if you think of all those points, it's a lot of reasons to choose footy.
Yeah, no, 100%. 100% agree with that,
Well, I don't want to talk your ear off all day. You've obviously got a game to prep for, and I want to give you some time to get that recovery in. But we do have one more question that comes from yours truly, because we've got a prop on the show. I want to talk about the dark arts known as scrummaging. And I want to get to know like your bucket list of people. So I've given you a narrow choice. I'll give you three people you want to scrum against. Who would they be and why? It can be from the MLR, overseas. Who are the three people that would be on your bucket list to scrum against?
Oh, I'd probably, the first one would be Tag Furlong from Ireland. I think he's one of the best tight ends in the world at the moment. I'd love to try and test myself against him. He's one of the best props, I think. Another one would be maybe Taniela Tupou. Like, I've played a lot of footy with him, but I've never actually versed him in a game.
There you go.
I'd love to, I reckon, because we're pretty good mates, I'd love to have a good battle against him. And then another one would be, I'll just say Ruan Smith. He's a South African prop that plays.
Of course you go one of the Smith brothers, of course.
Either be
Ruan or JP, both of them troublemakers. There you go.
I've had a few good battles with Ru over the years playing against him, and it's always a heated, good battle against him. And He's taught me a lot in my career. So, it's good to – I'd love to have a go against him.
Man, well, if you can't get a good crack against him in a scrum, those boys, they'll definitely give you a good laugh. I think one of my favorite videos is I can't remember if it's JP or Ruan, of them, like, scaring each other when they're asleep, and all the TikToks that he makes, just, like, waking them up, thinking they're about to crash the plane or something. Oh, they're assholes to each other, but it's good fun.
That's good comedy.
That's a good list. Okay, well – perfect. Well, thank you so much, Dane. I really appreciate you jumping on the pod and being the first ever RFC LA fan pod guest ahead of your clash with the Dallas Jackals. Just for anybody who is looking to check out the game, they will be hosting their opener this Sunday, March 3rd at 7:30 p.m. at Dignity Health, following the World Rugby's HSBC 7 stop in LA. Tickets are on sale, and fans purchasing a ticket for the match will also have the opportunity to experience the whole day of the Sevens tournament on Sunday, plus get to see a pretty cool game and a monumentous occasion. But, Dane, like I said, thank you so much, mate. I really appreciate you jumping on. Any final words before I let you go?
No, just to any fans that want to come down to the game, please come down. We'd love your support, and we want to try and get rugby in LA thriving again and just on the map. So, anyone that wants to come down to trainings or games, we'd love to have you down and come for a chat, and it'd be great.
That's awesome, mate. Well, thank you so much, Dane, once again. And thank you, everyone, for tuning into the first episode of the RFC LA Fan Pod, brought to you by the Bonus Point Rugby Podcast. We'll see you next time.